Day 58. Shai was ready when Frava next visited. The woman paused in the doorway, the guards shuffling out without objection as Captain Zhu took their place. "You've been busy?" Frava noted. Shai looked up from her research. Frava wasn't referring to her progress, but to the room. Most recently, Shai had improved the floor. It hadn't been difficult. The rock used to build the palace, the quarry, the dates, the stonemasons, all were matters of historic record. "You like it?" Shai asked. "The marble works well with the hearth, I think." Frava turned, then blinked. "A hearth? Where did you—" "Is this room bigger than it was?" "The storage room next door wasn't being used," Shai mumbled, turning back to her book. "And the division between these two rooms was recent, constructed only a few years back. I rewrote the construction so that this room was made the larger of the two, and so that a hearth was installed." Frava seemed stunned. "I wouldn't have thought." The woman looked back to Shai and her face adopted its usual severe mask. "I find it difficult to believe that you are taking your duty seriously, Forger. You are here to make an emperor, not remodel the palace." "Carving soul stone relaxes me," Shai said, "as does having a workspace that doesn't remind me of a closet. You will have your emperor's soul in time, Frava." The arbiter stalked through the room, inspecting the desk. "Then you have begun the emperor's soul stone?" "I've begun many of them," Shai said. "It will be a complex process. I've tested well over 100 stamps on Gautona, Arbiter Gautona, on the old man. Each is only a tiny slice of the puzzle. Once I have all of the pieces working, I'll recarve them in smaller, more delicate etchings. That will allow me to combine about 12 test stamps into one final stamp." "But you said you'd tested over 100, Frava said, frowning. "You'll only use 12 of those in the end?" Shai laughed. 12? To forge an entire soul? Hardly. The final stamp, the one you will need to use on the emperor each morning, will be like a linchpin or the keystone of an arch. It will be the only one that will need to be placed on his skin, but it will connect a lattice of hundreds of other stamps. Shai reached to the side, taking out her book of notes, including initial sketches of the final stamps. "I'll take these and stamp them onto a metal plate, then link that to the stamp you will place on Ashravan each day. He'll need to keep the plate close at all times." "He'll need to carry a metal plate with him," Frava said dryly. "And he will need to be stamped each day? This will make it difficult for the man to live a normal life, don't you think?" "Being emperor makes it difficult for any man to live a normal life, I suspect. You will make it work. It's customary for the plate to be designed as a piece of adornment, a large medallion, perhaps, or an upper arm bracer with square sides. If you look at my own essence marks, you'll notice they were done in the same way, and that the box contains a plate for each one." Shai hesitated. "That said, I've never done this exact thing before. No one has. There is a chance, and I'd say a fair one, that over time the emperor's brain will absorb the information. Like if you traced the exact same image on a stack of papers every day for a year, at the end the layers below will contain the image as well. Perhaps after a few years of being stamped he won't need the treatment any longer. I still name it egregious." "Worse than being dead?" Shai asked. Frava rested her hand on Shai's book of notes and half-finished sketches. Then she picked it up. "I will have our scribes copy this." Shai stood up. "I need it." "I'm sure you do," Frava said. "That is precisely why it should be copied, just in case." "Copying it will take too long." "I will have it back to you in a day," Frava said lightly, stepping away. Shai reached for her, and Captain Zhu stepped up, sword already half out of its sheath. Frava turned to him. "Now, now, Captain, that won't be needed. The forger is protective of her work. That is good. It shows that she is invested." Shai and Zhu locked gazes. "He wants me dead," Shai thought, "badly." She'd figured him out by now. Guarding the palace was his duty, one that Shai had invaded by her theft. Zhu hadn't captured her. The imperial fool had turned her in. Zhu felt insecure because of his failure, and so he wanted to remove Shai in retribution. Shai eventually broke his gaze. Though it galled her, she needed to take the submissive side of this interaction. "Be careful," she warned Frava. "Do not let them lose even a single page." "I will protect this as if the Emperor's life depended on it." Frava found her joke amusing, and she gave Shai a rare smile. "You have considered the other matter we discussed?"
"Yes."
"And?"
"Yes."
Frava's smile deepened. "We will talk again soon." Frava left with the book, nearly 2 months' worth of work. Shai knew exactly what the woman was up to. Frava wasn't going to have it copied. She was going to show it to her other forger and see if it was far enough along for him to finish the job. If he determined that it was, Shai would be executed quietly, before the other arbiters could object. Zhu would likely do it himself. It could all end here.